is a part two of what I shared last Sunday. Part two, okay? The calling on the name of the Lord. Today I'm going to be focusing on the meaning of the calling on the name of the Lord, okay? Acts chapter 1, 8. Let's okay, read it together. Begin. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Okay, I want you to understand the differences between the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ breathed into the disciples in John chapter 20 verse 22 versus this Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, came upon them. Okay, now the Spirit in us, Spirit upon me. There are two differences. Okay, two different a functioning of the Holy Spirit. It's one Holy Spirit, but it's different two different functions. One is in me, one is upon me. Okay? I say that again. Now you have a Holy Spirit in you because Jesus Christ, He breathed the Spirit into the disciples. That's John chapter 20, after the resurrection. Now because of that inward Holy Spirit, because of that we call it essential, the spirit of essential, essence, okay? The spirit of essence that is in us, in the disciples, they were able to maintain 10 days of testing period of prayer on the Pentecost, right? On the day of Pentecost. In the upper room, disciples, they pray for 10 days non-stop, continuously, without stopping, because of that inward spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Okay, so listen, if you are maintaining your life now, if you are maintaining your life and you are reminded of His grace, you are reminded of His touch and His power and His hand, is because in you there is a spirit. In you there's a spirit, and we call it essential spirit. Alright? But then with that essential spirit, you need something else. You need something else. The essential, the spirit who is in you is essential, and you need that. Like the disciples, they had it, right, after the resurrection, but they also had to receive the spirit economically. Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. See, the Holy Spirit in you, but that's not everything. You need Holy Spirit upon you. Holy Spirit in you gives you life. Holy Spirit upon you gives you power.
Amen.
So we need to, Holy Spirit as our life in us, but we need the Holy Spirit upon us as our power.
Amen.
So the life has to do with your living, every day you're living, you need that life, okay? But you need the power to carry out the mission. And God has called us as a missionary. And we see, God told us the great commandment is to love God, love others. But then, not only the great commandment, we need the great commission. And that is to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many of you are burdened to take out the gospel of Jesus Christ and go out and share? How many of you are burdened? Do you have the burden in your heart to share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Raise your hand if you have burden. Okay. So if you have a burden in your heart, listen, you have a spirit in you, the essential spirit, but that's not enough. You need the spirit upon you. And that's what the day of Pentecost is all about. And I pray today you will have that spirit upon you.
Amen.
The economical spirit. Hallelujah. So Bible says, but, meaning only, right? This is the only way. You will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That word on is upon. It's upon you. Okay? So when you receive that Holy Spirit, when you receive power, okay, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. So Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will have power. And what is that power? That power is talking about the power of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, remember going back to the story of Peter. Now, remember Acts chapter 1 talks about, okay, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Acts chapter 2 talks about Pentecost. Remember last Sunday? We ask you to come out and then speak the Lord Jesus in your own tongue. And everybody spoke in different tongue, right? But then we were able to kind of grasp and picture the what would the Pentecost look like. But then Acts chapter 2, the story of Pentecost, the conclusion of that is Acts chapter 2 verse 21. What is that? What is Acts chapter 2, 21? Do you remember? That's right. It says, if you call on the name of the Lord, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
Okay, so Acts chapter 2, verse 21 is the conclusion of the Pentecost. The purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is so that people, God's people who receive this economical spirit upon them, they will receive power to call on the name of the Lord. In fact, the name Jesus equals power. If you have name in you, you have power. If you have power, that means you have the name. God says, I want to build the temple so that I can put my name there. Right? 2 Samuel. Now, throughout the Old Testament, this is the one interest that God had. I want you to build a temple so that I can put my name. The name is Jehovah in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, is Jesus. So who said that? Blusher, you said that, right? Jehovah. That's Old Testament. Jehovah means I am who I am. I am that I am. And who is I am? Jesus. So in the New Testament is Jesus. Old Testament is Jehovah. So we can say Jehovah, but that's Old Testament term. Jehovah. So God made Christ both. God made Jesus both Christ and the Lord. Right? Okay. So on the day of Pentecost, Spirit came upon them so that they can call on the name of the Lord. So when we call on the name of the Lord, we are fulfilling the purpose of the Pentecost, which is outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now remember, going back to the story, Acts chapter 2, and then when you go to Acts chapter 3, we see Peter. And then he was preaching. And actually, right before he preached, he was on the way, and then he saw a cripple. He saw a lame man. And this is what he said. Remember the story? Do you remember the story? Peter said, I have no gold or silver. Okay, silver or gold I have not. But what I have, listen to this. Peter says, what I have, I give it to you. And then he says, Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk, arise and walk. Okay, I said it again. Peter says, I do not have gold or silver, but what I have, I give it to you. What I have, you see? Not what I just call, not what I just talk about it, but what I have. Do you have Jesus' name?
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Do you have Jesus' name in you? Oh, then you can use that name to heal. To save people. Oh, hallelujah. I want to say the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to receive. Right? Is to receive the Spirit, and that Spirit is power to us, and so that we can call on His name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Calling on His name is not just, it's not a simple matter. Actually, it's everything. We checked last Sunday that nobody invented this calling on the name of the Lord, right? This is not a new idea. Genesis 4:23, in the time of Enos, that time, that generation of Enos, men began to call on the name of the Lord. What happened before Enos? It was Cain, right? He murdered his brother, and that wicked generation, they didn't call on the name of the Lord. But when it has arrived to the time of Enos, it is then people began to call on the name of the Lord. Listen, what is the identity of the church? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. We talked about this before, right? The identity of the church is those people who gather together to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So every time we come together, we call on the name of the Lord, and we are proud of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, we live and die for the name of Jesus Christ. We live and die for the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Remember Saul? He was going to persecute the people who call on the name of the Lord. So this is identity, our identity. If someone comes, let's say 21st century version, Saul came, just walking the door here. Now he has a right to persecute all those people that he wants to persecute. And then he comes here, and then he comes here now, all right? All right? And listen up, look up. Look up. All right? Saul, he has authority to persecute and put people in jail, even to kill, okay? Now, listen, look up. Now. All right? Saul just entered. I am Saul now. And he says, Lord Jesus. Okay? Let's all call the name of the Lord. Are you Christian? Are you Christian?
Yes.
All right? I want you to show your identity by calling on his name now. All right? I want to see. Ready? Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Aha. So he sees who called the name of the Lord, and he will take you right into the prison. Amen.
Amen?
So would you call on his name?
Lord Jesus.
You see, that's how serious it is. Calling on the name of the Lord is life and death matter. And we are proud to call on his name every day, every moment. Every time we gather together, oh, we love his name. Hallelujah. You know why? Because in his name there's a power. The name Jesus is power. The name Jesus is salvation. The name Jesus will deliver us, will heal us, will save us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, tell somebody. The Lord Jesus will save you. Continue to call on his name. Okay. Now, I want us to now go over the importance of calling on the name of the Lord. Besides that now, let's go over them quickly. Okay, lamentation number one. Okay. The calling on the name of the Lord means breathing, okay? Lamentations 3:55-56. Let's read it together. Begin.
I call upon thee, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear and my breathing and my cry.
Okay, who is not breathing? Raise your hand. You're not breathing? Everybody's breathing, right? Everybody's breathing. So calling on the name of the Lord is breathing. Now, spiritually speaking, you have to call on the name of the Lord to breathe. If you do not call on the name of the Lord, you're not breathing spiritually. If you're not breathing, you'll die, isn't it? So we need to keep on breathing. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody, let's breathe together. Ready?
Lord Jesus.
You're breathing now. Okay, very good. Number two. Drinking. Calling on the name of the Lord means drinking, okay? All right. Isaiah 12:3, begin. With joy, he will draw water from wells of salvation. In that day, he will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Amen. With joy, he will draw water. With joy, he will drink water, which is Jesus Christ. So when every time you call on his name, Lord Jesus, actually you are drinking him. Hallelujah. And let's drink him. Ready?
Lord Jesus.
Okay, let's breathe him. Breathe him. Breathe him. Ready?
Lord Jesus.
Let's drink him. Oh.
Lord Jesus.
Let's eat him.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, are you getting me?
Yeah.
Calling on the name of the Lord is so essential. It's so life and death matter. Actually, it's everything. It's breathing, it's drinking, it's eating. Now, next verse. Eating. All right. John 6:57. Ready? Begin. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. So if you eat Jesus, now how can we eat Jesus? We don't eat Jesus. We don't eat Jesus, okay? We're not carnivore, right? We don't eat Jesus' flesh. No. We're eating Jesus, the Spirit. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit. So Jesus Christ is now spirit. Spirit means pneuma in Greek word. It means what? Wind, breath. Okay, wind, breath, air. Okay, so when you when you call on His name, Lord Jesus, actually you are eating, you are inhaling, you are breathing, you are drinking Jesus. Now this idea, this concept will transform your life if you exercise it. Hallelujah. You know, let's talk about something real. Now, how many Christians in your around? I'm not talking. Let's go outside of Old Front Church now, right? Let's go outside of Old Front Church and how many Christians that your friends? I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christians, not non-Christians. I'm talking about Christians now. How many of your friends exercise calling on the name of the Lord? Do you meet any Christians, your friend, Christian friend outside Old Front Church who exercise calling on the name of the Lord? Do you find them? Do they exercise Lord Jesus every time they meet? In their life, do they exercise calling on the name of the Lord? You find very few. Very, very few. What does that tell us? What does that tell us? Now, some of you, you were kind of new to our church, right? You're kind of new to our church and you say, oh, what is this? Is this new teaching? I told you, it's not new teaching. Genesis 4:23. It started with Enos. So why then many churches are not exercising it? Hello, Vincent. Why many churches are not exercising this when this is so biblical, this is so central teaching in the Bible? Why? Anybody thought about that? I'll tell you why. Because this is a spiritual, intense spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2:21, I said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
And Satan does not want people to be saved. But every time, anywhere, when people call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Isn't it? What is the power when Holy Spirit comes upon us? That power is the name Jesus. And then Peter say, hey, remember these people? They're not drunk. They're praying, but they're praying tongue, dialect tongue. And they're saying, Lord Jesus, in their own language. And there were a lot of people there, thousands of people, and they were hearing their own language, Lord Jesus. And what is this? And then Peter is explaining, Acts chapter 2:21, everyone who calls on that name, Jesus. Are you hearing the name Jesus? It is that name. That name is power. That name is salvation. That name is the Son of God.
Amen.
That name is Son of Man. That name is God-Man. It's Jesus. If you call on His name, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But see, so many people are blinded. Do you agree with me?
Amen.
So many people are blinded. They're deaf. They cannot see this truth, and they're not exercising it. In fact, this truth has been revealed not long ago. Not long ago. This truth has been revealed maybe 50 some years, not long ago. That's why it looks like a new teaching, because it has been discovered by Brother Lee. Oh Lord Jesus, we need to see the importance of calling on His name. It's not just this is not just ritual, a religious ritual, okay? Activity. No, this is life and death matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you talk to yourself. Am I calling on His name every day as my breathing, as my drinking, as my eating? You talk to yourself. Now, at this point, because since we've been talking about this many, many weeks now, right? You talk to yourself and be honest. Are you still trying to call on His name? Or are you naturally calling on His name now? If you're still trying with your effort, you need to exercise more. And as you exercise more of calling on the name of the Lord, you will realize this is the only way to breathe. This is one of the best ways to breathe and to eat and to drink Jesus Christ as our living water, as our living bread, as our living air. Hallelujah. And when it becomes a part of your life, then I promise. Okay, and I'm certain that your life will be upgraded. Your faith will be upgraded and you will live abundant life. Remember Jesus Christ said, John chapter 10:10, I have come so that you can have life and abundant life. And that abundant life comes when you begin to call on His name. Because the Bible says, God will bless you richly to those all who call on His name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? Okay, next. Okay. Number four. Call him when you are dimmed with grief. Psalm 88 verse 9. Let's read it together. Begin. My eyes are dimmed
with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you.
Some of your eyes are dim now. Look at me now. Some of your eyes are dim now. Your eyes are half closed. Huh? Vincent? You're old man. He's an old man. We have to respect old man. He's the oldest here. You're 60, right?
Yeah.
61 or 60?
60.
That means you're running your life 60 miles per hour. You're like, whew. I'm 48, so I'm running 48 miles. How old are you? Huh? 30. Running 30 miles per hour. Who's younger? Huh? How old are you? How old are you?
32.
Huh? 32. You're running 32 miles per hour. So everybody, you are, whatever your age is, that's how fast you're running your life. I'm sorry, brother, but that means it's good news, actually, because soon we are going to see Jesus. Anyway, some of your eyes, you're dim, like, I know your work is hard, okay? Just give me five more minutes. Can you give me five more minutes? But I want your eyes to be not like a half dead, the fish. We call it tongte eyes. You know, the one of the fish called tongte, you know, when they die, their eyes like. Okay, open your eyes now. Hello? Open your eyes, okay. Bible says, when my eyes are dim with grief, I call to you, O Lord. You call on his name. Everybody call on his name now. Ready? Begin.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, let's use all Lord Jesus. Ready?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So if your eyes are dim, you call all Lord Jesus. Your eyes will be wide open and very clear. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 80:18. Begin. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us and we will call on your name. Come on, one more time. Revive us. Begin.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
One more time.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
Pakistan friends. Pakistan brothers. Ready? Begin. Revive us. Ready? Begin. Philippine brothers. Okay. Ready? Begin.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
Liberian brothers, begin.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
Nigerian, show your power. Nigerian brothers.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
Cameroon brothers, where did you come from? Okay, Cameroon brothers, go ahead.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
All right. Burundi brother, only one brother.
revive me, I will call you.
He's the only one person.
The wife is there.
Huh?
The wife.
But husband and wife the only one.
Call on your name.
Amen. Now, Pakistan brothers, are you ready? Your Pakistan brothers and sisters, ready? Begin!
Revive us and we will call on your name!
Amen! Back, Korean. Korean, 시작!
Revive us and we will call on your name!
Better to speak Korean. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we have Jordanian sisters there. Ready? 시작! Okay. Everybody together, begin!
Revive us and we will call on your name!
Amen! See, how do we know that church is alive or dead? Spiritually speaking, how do we know that church, a particular church is dead, spiritually dead or alive? By hearing how they call on the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says if there is a revival, we will call on the name of the Lord. If there is no revival, they will not call on the name of the Lord. The other way around, if we call on the name of the Lord with our hearts, God will begin to pour out the spirit of revival.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, as we come to the end of this 2017, I pray for revival spirit.
Amen.
I pray for the spirit of revival.
Amen.
Spirit of revival in your life.
Jesus.
Spirit of revival in your family.
Amen.
Spirit of revival in our own front church.
Amen.
Spirit of revival, let the spirit of revival sweep the Wonggokdong. Wonggokdong answer. Amen. Well, there are so many clubs here, so many, what you can call it, Dabang. Don't go there. Yeah, this cafe, whatever. I don't know why all those cafes are in the basement. Huh? Something about. Yesterday I was walking this just this street, and every corner there's Dabang basement. So every corner I stop and turn this way, there's Dabang here. This Dabang, and in fact, this building, the basement is the most fancy Dabang out of all the whole street here. It's called Wangbu. You know, it's like deep. I don't know where that basement. Oh, let the spirit of revival sweep this ansam Wonggokdong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let people of God, let the people come and repent their sins and return to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe one day we will just simply go out and we'll just have a, you know, what do you call this thing, huh? We'll have the banner, Overflowing Church or Lord Jesus banner. Somebody make Lord Jesus banner. What? Not banner, what do you call that?
Say flash.
Huh?
Say flash.
Sash?
Flash?
Flash. Flash. Huh? Okay. The banner. You understand? Huh?
Sash.
Sash. Okay, sash. Okay, sash. Okay. So you will have a Lord Jesus sash, right? And then one day we all go out here and make a big line, and then we all go like make a banner too. You know, banner Lord Jesus. I almost say make a banner sash. Make a banner Lord Jesus. We all go out and then we keep chanting, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And as we go out chanting the Lord Jesus, you know what? There's going to be a holy earthquake. And evil spirit will flee.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Yes.
You know the evil spirit, the dirty evil spirit, they scare the most, what? The name Jesus. Especially when you are fighting with the evil spirit, you have to say like this. If you say like this, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, I cast you out, whatever you are praying, is ineffective if you pray like that. It's more effective when you pray like this. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then the evil spirit will be, hallelujah!
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus Christ is not some kind of a fairy tale. Jesus Christ is some kind of a ghost. No, he is the center person in the human history.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he incarnated himself. He came to this earth as a man of God, as the Son of Man. And he died, right? He was born in Bethlehem, and he raised in Nazareth, right? Hallelujah. And in that town, that Nazareth, nothing good comes out of it. It's a poor and uneducated town. And people are saying, how can somebody good can come out from the Nazareth? But Jesus Christ came from Nazareth. And you know, it's a real town called Nazareth. Amen. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's a power in his name. Hallelujah. You and I, we have a right to use that name. Amen.
Amen.
As we come to the end of this year, let's call on the name of the Lord more. Everywhere we go.
Amen.
The working place, the factory. How many are working in the factory? Most of you, are you? Right? You're working in the factory now. The moment you arrive in your factory, you say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Lord and he's the head of your factory. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Lord over your 공장장님, your 사장. 사장님. Let Jesus Christ control your entire life.
Amen.
Jay, amen.
Amen.
Jay, promise me, you'll call on his name. What is his name, Jay? Okay, how many times are you going to call on his name? Huh? You're going to call on his name every minute? Oh, he said, we're all witness. You're gonna at home, you're going to count every minute with him. He promised. That's right. Jay, that's right. Every minute, every day, every hour, every minute. You know why? Because it's our breathing. Because it's our drinking. Because it's our eating. And there's no other way to enjoy Jesus Christ than this way. I'm telling you, you want to enjoy Jesus? Come on, you want to enjoy Jesus?
Amen.
We have to breathe Him. We have to drink Him. We have to eat Him. Amen? The only way I can make this water part of me is when I drink it. Oh, Lord Jesus. God wants to become one with you. When you call on His name, He'll come and be with you and be one. Amen? Let's go to number five. Believers identify. Okay, let's skip this now. We talked about this already. Let's go to number six. We'll be saved. Romans 10, 12 to 13. Begin.
There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen. Exodus 16:31, begin. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and He will be saved, you and your household. If your household needs to be saved, raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand. Your household needs to be saved? I'm talking about household, not already saved. I'm talking about household who need to be saved. Your family member who need to be saved, raise your hand. Then what are you going to do from today on? What are you going to do? Bible says what? Believe. If you believe, your house will be, your family will be saved, right? So believe means what? To receive. To receive Jesus as your breath, as your light, as your food, as your drink. How do you do it? By calling on His name. Do you see how this gospel message works? So if you call on the name of the Lord, listen, your family members will be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, let's talk about the last point now. I put the last point now. Okay? This is the real worship of God. John 4:24. Begin. God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. So how do you worship in spirit? Now, what is the definition of worship, by the way? Worship, definition of worship is not just coming to church on Sunday to do something for God. No, that is not the definition. Now, forget about doing, my friend. Listen, Romans chapter 9, verse 23 says, we are the vessels of God. God defined us, our life, as a vessel. We're not a tool. Forget about working for Jesus Christ. He will work in and through you.
Amen.
If you work by your own strength, you will produce Ishmael.
Amen.
And if you produce Ishmael, it will go against God. In fact, Ishmael and Isaac, they're enemies, isn't it? The greatest enemy. Even starting from that Abraham until now, right? Producing Ishmael is going against God's purpose. It's better not to have sons. We should be careful. God promised Abraham, I will give you a son. So be patient. Trust me. I'll give you a son. And Abraham said, no. I'm getting old. I don't think I can have a son. He's giving his own idea to God. Let me make my servant Eliezer my successor. God says, no. I'll give you a real son from you. And he cannot wait any longer. Especially his wife Sarah. And she comes along and she gives proposal letter to Abraham. I think we're getting too old. God promised a son, but we're getting too old. So how about my proposal? My proposal to you, Abraham, is let's bring our servant, Hagar. And you sleep with her and then give son. How is that? And Abraham thought about it. Sounds reasonable. We're getting old. God promised a son, so I should, make son with Hagar. Right? So Abraham took Sarah's proposal. Now, brothers, be careful. Be careful when your wife gives you a proposal. Eve gave proposal to Adam. And Adam took it and then committed sin. And here again, Sarah gave proposal to Abraham. And he took it and there produced Ishmael. Do not take man's proposal. That's the point. He's not talking about a woman, actually. Yeah. He's talking about man's proposal. Natural strength. Oh Lord Jesus. Listen, it's not about doing something. Forget about religious activities. I want, and God wants you to enjoy Him. Now, you, Joseph, you're going back to, right? Romeo. Forget about religious activities. The great definition of worship is not doing something for God. It's to receive Him. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, He who believes, right? In the name, when he who receives. If you believe, that means you receive Jesus. Amen. So how do you receive? The best way to receive Jesus Christ our Lord is to call on His name. So here, even here, John 4:24 says, God is spirit, you need to worship in spirit. And then John 4:14 says, whoever drinks the water I give you, you will never be get thirsty. So the best way to worship Jesus is to receive Him, to drink Him. When we absorb, when we welcome and receive Him, that itself is worship, the real worship. Because the real worship is when you become one with God, when you become one with Jesus Christ, isn't it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive Jesus.
Amen.
We are on the Christmas season here, and everybody's like, Bob, oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. What is wish you a Merry Christmas? It's to receive Jesus. It's to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. Minus, you should teach them how to call on the name of the Lord. Hey, Christmas is all about Jesus. Why Jesus is absent in your whatever activities. Oh, Lord Jesus. We want to become true worshipers. Amen. You want to become true worshipers? All right, let's call on His name together. Everybody, let's all stand together. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's call on His name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody. Church, ready? Begin. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Beautiful name. Let's sing that song. Oh, Lord Jesus.